What do you make of the election results that have been released?
Elections have been very competitive, in my view. I think that government, the ruling party, has run for their money. But at the end of the day, I think they have narrowly won this election. Although, obviously, the opposition believes that this election has been stolen from them. However, what comes out of this election really is the fact that it does divide Zambia along ethnic and regional support bases. And the president who has been sworn in today will have to work at reintegrating Zambia into one nation because the voting patterns indicate that half of the country really is not with him. But having said that, I do believe that the opposition will be in the Constitutional Court to contest this election. So we will be interested to see whether or not they have sufficient evidence to prove that this election was stolen from them.
Do you think that the opposition has a point when it claims that there has been a rigging in these elections?
Well, either way, there hasn't been an even playing field. The media was dominated by the ruling party. The police services or the police force was only protecting more of members who were associated with the ruling party. So I think to the extent that we look at structural factors, the opposition may have a point. However, their major contestation now is that the reconciliation of ballots was not done properly, and we wait to see whether they will adduce this evidence when they take this matter to court as to whether indeed, as they claim that in some sections of the constituency, there were more votes than the registered number of people. So we're yet to see whether this will be ascertained because they had in fact requested the Electoral Commission of Zambia, the body that supervises and conducts elections, to do a recount before they proceeded announcing these results. So if the Constitutional Court is able to allow them to prove the fact that there is a problem in terms of the votes that were verified and they were not properly reconciled, then we may see that this matter may be protracted.
Do you see any danger of post-election violence?
The threat of violence lingers around because the opposition have not yet stated their position. But clearly it also depends on how magnanimous the ruling party will be. If they go on an orgy of retribution, then we may see clashes within the city and along the line of rail, which may be difficult to contain. Particularly as I have said, that the police is using heavy-handedness, particularly on the opposition opponent.
What would you advise the president to do now to try and defuse the tensions and also unite the country, which, as you said, is split in between?
I think he requires to be magnanimous. He needs to reach out to those people that have been defeated, and he should be able to understand that in an election, there will be those people that will reject you and those that will support you. So he really needs to sort of close the divide that this election has created. I think as he gets down to form his cabinet, one of the things he needs to do is to find a formula for integrating the country.